Okay, Siyata Shmaya. Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Schus, Priyas Olam. Tonight is the yahrzeit of two big tzaddikim, Rav Yaakov Kametsky, who is one of the Gedolei Ador of the previous generation. That's one of the big Hasidic tzaddikim, the Heiliger Radomsk, the Tver Shlomo, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Radomsk. So two big time tzaddikim. So Schus Lam, Schus, all the stuff we're trying to do. Shibizocha to enter, I'm starting a new Sefer, a lot of Ischachas, Parshas HaChodesh, right, Sefer Vayikra, so a lot going on. Rosh Chodesh, well, loaded Shabbos this week, go to Schus, no? So it goes like this, that it says in Tainus, right, in Chav Tesson and Bezin, Mesachas Tainus, it says, Mishnichas Adar, Marbin B'Simcha, right, so it says when Adar comes, what happens? We're Marbin our Simcha. So let me ask you a question, what's it talking about? What's the simcha that's going on? Maybe, do you know? So Rashi says, "Mishneh Zadav Ram Simcha." It says, "Yemei Nisim li Yisrael," because these days are days of Nisim for Yisrael. What days? Apparently, you'd be talking about other. No, it says no. Rashi says, "Yemei Nisim li Yisrael Purim uPesach." That's what Rashi says, which means that what? That Mishneh Zadav Mar B'Simcha is talking about Purim and Pesach, and it's a time to be Marba and Simcha. So the question is, now that we're holding by that, and we're about to enter in, it's the day of the Yichud, right? Erev Shabbos also, Erev Lashon Ve'erev, right? Erev Rosh Chodesh means that what it's Ma'ariv in. So now that we're holding by that, a kind of a Yichud of Purim Pesach, so what's the Avodah that makes us more Marim B'Simcha? So we'll start like this, we'll start with Purim first, right? Because we're going to transition and I'll pee all the tzaddikim. We know that the Avodah Mechis HaMalek is, it's you have to erase them. Machshava Dibur Maisa, Alpi Yerub Nassim Breslover says that really that avodah after Purim, it's 30 days to wipe out Amalek on Pesach. So let's go to our enemies Amalek for a second, okay? So if you look at Amalek, right, the pasuk says when speaking about Amalek, the pasuk in Balak says the following: it says Rishis Gaim Amalek Vachriso Ade Ovid. Okay. So if you look, that Amalek's called the Rishis, which means that they're the head of everything. So the Nekudah is that we have to wipe them out. We have to focus on that Nekudah to wipe them out. So if you take the Rashi tip, but how do we wipe them out? So what Amalek does to a Jew is the following. If you take, what are the first letters of Rashis Goyim Amalek?
Resh Gimel Ein.
What does it spell?
Rega.
What does Rega mean?
Moment.
Rega is moment, a little bit. So what Amalek does, they attack a little bit. And they tell you that your little bit that you do doesn't matter at all. It's only the big things. And they tell you what? Hashem's only focused on the tzaddikim. Hashem doesn't want your avodah. Your avodah means nothing to him. Right? Your avodah is incomplete anyway. Hashem doesn't want you. Hashem wants you to be besafik that he cares about you. That Amalek's holiness is what? Resh is Gaim Amalek, Rega, that they attack the little bit. And that's who they attack. They attack us, tell us what? That your little bit doesn't matter and it's not going anywhere. So, the Nakuda now of coming into Sefer Vayikra, right? There's something very interesting at the beginning of the Parsha. You know what's interesting? What's the first word of the Parsha? Vayikra. So if you look at Vayikra, how's it spelled? Spell Vayikra. And if you look, what's funky about that first word? It's called an Aleph Zeira. Right? Vayikra has a small Aleph to it. So a lot of Sfarim ask, why is that, what's the pshat of that? Why is that a small? So there's a lot of answers. Heard a very nice answer today also. I never heard before. But the Zera Kodesh, the Hilig Rapshter, who quoted last night, says the following. He said, what does Aleph Zeira mean? What is the Aleph, the small Aleph? So you know what it is? Hashem's calling us. You know what he's calling us with? A small Aleph. That if you take, there's a word, and there's a concept called, that if you open for me, Hashem's like this. If you open for me a Chudo Shel Machat, that if you bring an opening for me, the size of an eye of a needle, which is tiny, then I'm going to open for you a Pischo She'ulam, a huge opening. All Hashem asks for is what? Just open up a little bit. Right? So Zera Kodesh says, you know what Aleph stands for? Aleph is Osios, is Rosh Tevos, like it says in Shir Hashirim, Pischi Li Achosi. Open for me, my beloved. But why an Aleph Zira? Because Hashem's telling Pischi Li Achosi, open for me a little bit.
Wow.
Just open for me a little bit, I'm going to open up everything for you. And Hashem's telling you what? That your little bit matters. Dafgan Parshas Vayikra, which is a new Sefer, which is a new beginning. And Hashem says, what's the avodah at the beginning? What do I want you to do? Pischi li achosi. Just open up for me a little bit. Now if you look, this is our battle with Amalek forever. Amalek always says, your little bit doesn't matter. Hashem only wants the big stuff. Right? So where does Amalek come from? We know that Amalek, who's Amalek's great-grandfather? Or grandfather of Amalek, the person Amalek, was Esav. So what's the union of Esav? So we know like this. We know that when Yaakov and Esav come to meet each other, right? Yaakov and Esav are polar opposites, right?
Yeah.
So when Yaakov and Esav come to meet each other, right, in Parshas Vayishlach, how many people, so the Pasuk says this, when Esav comes, how many men does he come with him to Yaakov? It says he comes with 400 men, right? And in that same Parsha, right before Yaakov comes to meet Esav, it says what? Veniska v'shem levado, sorry, v'yamahu, v'yotzi Yaakov levado, right? V'yavik ishimo. So what does it say about Yaakov? That he was what? He was levado. He was echad. He was one. So what's the difference? In gematria, what's the smallest gematria? Aleph, which is one. What's the biggest gematria? In the Aleph through Taf?
Taf,
which is gematria? 400. So Esav comes to Yaakov with how much?
400
men. Representing what? Esav comes with a lot. He says, what? That I come? You know what matters to me? A lot. And if I don't have a lot, then it doesn't matter. How does Yaakov show up for his Esav? Levado. All I need is a little bit. Like it says about Yaakov, when Rivka's telling Yaakov to take the brachos from Yitzchak, from Esav, right? So it says that Yaakov says, no, he's going to be, Yitzchak's going to be able to tell the difference. Why? Because Esav's a very hairy man, he's a big man, and it says, v'anochi ish chalak. And I'm just an ish chalak, which means smooth.
Yeah.
But you know what else it means? V'anochi ish chalak means, what's chalak? It's a chalak.
Oh, wow.
I'm a man of a little bit, just a chalak. That's what matters to me. For example, when Yaakov went to go get those forgotten jars of oil, sorry, when he went back, what did he forget? He forgot, it was called Pachin Kitanim, because he cares about the little bit, because Yaakov knows how chashuv the little bit is. But Esav, I don't need the little bit. I need a lot. I need big. I need loud. Right? New York City, loud, big. Right? Europe, loud, big. Big hairdos, big clothing. Everything's fancy, right? Big sunglasses. You look in the world today, everyone has like huge glasses that cover their whole entire face. Right? Everything has to be big. Big shoes. Right? Big heels. Right? Big. The whole Indian of the world around us is what? Go big or go home. Right? That's the whole hashkafa of the Galatian world. Is if it's not big, then it's not worth anything. If you're not going to be the number one, then it's not worth anything. If you don't have the most friends on Facebook, then you're not worth anything. If you don't have the most views on your pictures, not worth anything. That's the Goyisha world. That's the Goyisha Hashkafa. It says in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin, the Pasuk says the following, Tov me'at letzadik mehamon risha'im rabim. So what does it say? Tov me'at letzadik. That you know what's good to a tzadik? You know what a tzadik likes? Me'at. The little bit. Why? Because a tzadik recognizes how important that little bit is. Every single little aspect of it. Versus Amalek, that to them, only a lot is worth it to them. And if they don't have everything, then it's not worth it at all. You even see by Purim time, Haman HaRasha, who literally had everything. He was the richest person in the world. He had all the money, right? He was number two in command, but even more so, he had even more command because the king gave him his ring. He basically made all decisions for the king. He had like 300 kids, apparently, right? He had so much. What do we know? What was the one thing Haman didn't have? Everyone in the whole country bowed down to him. Except for how many people didn't bow down to him?
One.
One person. And all the riches he has, what does Haman say in the Megillah? V'zeh einenu shaveli. All this I have isn't worth me. Why? Because that one person doesn't bow down to me. Which means that what? That Haman needs everything. Oh, one person that bowed down to him, everything's done. His life's in shambles. Unless he has everything. He doesn't realize that he literally has 99.9%. But he doesn't have the one last thing. So that little bit is what takes down Haman. That's why Mordechai is called Ish Yechidi. He's called Ish Yehudi. So it says, right? It says, Ish Yehudi Ayah B'Shushan Abira. It says, Atikre Ish Yehudi Ela Ish Yechidi. Mordechai is a man of what? Of Yechidi, of the Echad. The little bit. And that Mordechai is the one who takes down Haman. Why? Because that's the one Mekuda. That's how we take down our enemies, is a little bit. That's why they're so makbid. That's why Amalek, where he's going, duh, you don't matter, a little bit doesn't matter. Because they know it matters. That's why Haman's whole downfall is exactly that. And so the Indian is that we're entering into Pesach time, into Nisan. So we said before, union of Adar. Mishinichlet Adar mar besimcha, because the nisim of Purim and Pesach. So the simcha doesn't end. That's why if you take gematria, like we said, it's tov me'at letzadik. So what's gematria? Me'at letzadik. So me'at is 119 and letzadik is 234. What do you get? 353 is gematria exactly simcha. Because you want to know where you get simcha from? You know where the simcha comes from? It's not from having all the riches. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, the more possessions you have, the more worries you have. Which you mamish see in the world like crazy. Wow. Right? I said this to my wife. So many people, every other person in the street today is unfortunately, but is taking pills for anxiety. Everyone. Literally, it's very sad, but everyone. Right? And I really say why? Because I'm not shocked by it. Because every single person is looking for more wealth, more houses, more money, more business, less Shabbos, less learning, less davening, less tefillin, less tzitzis, less yarmulkes. Right? We say a person who has all these worries, they're so worried about business. If you wore tzitzis, maybe that would help a little bit. What are you talking about? What's tzitzis going to do for me? What's tzitzis not going to do for you? You know what I mean? Do you have emuna? But the more possessions you have, the more possessions you want, the more worries you have. But tov me'at letzadik, a little bit to tzadik. That's why a person says, you'll have a guy, Shana Alf, say, I don't get it. Why are the people in Meir Sharon, why are they so happy? What, they have 20 kids and they're, again, this is an extreme case, but they have 15 kids. How are they so happy? Life's crazy. I would never want that life. It's because they're not looking for the life that you're looking for. They're not looking to be the guy on what's the Forbes magazine. They're looking to live to serve Hashem. And me'at letzadik, and that's simcha. The little bit gives a person simcha. You don't need everything. There's a concept in Zohar Kaddish, and Rav Nachman quotes it often. It's a concept called Me'at Or Docha Harbe Min HaChoshech. Right? Just a little bit of or is Docha a lot of Choshech, which is something that's amazing. That the little bit, again, is Docha the Harbe. And that's exactly what you come to Parshas Vayikra, which is now. Pischi Li Achosi. Hashem says, stop trying to be everything. Just open up a little bit for me. That's all I'm asking from you. That's all Hashem wants from us, is exactly that. So it goes like this. Is that the way we take, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Perek Dal, Pasuk Aleph, says, Mordechai Yada. Right? He knew. So Sarim asks, what does it mean Mordechai Yada? What did he know? Right? So it says he knew that there was a gzera from Haman, knew that there was a great gzera in a Shemayim also. And he was informed by Eliyahu Hanavi that as long as you daven down here, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven above, like we've spoken about, right? So basically, we know that who is the one who takes down Haman? Moshe and Mordechai together. So we said this Ramez 1,000 times, that Moshe plus Mordechai is gematria 619, is gematria exactly Haman ben Hamdasa Ha'agagi. Because it's Moshe and Mordechai together, they take down Haman ben Hamdasa Agagi. Right? Also, if you take the word me'at, okay, let's spell it the mila, okay? So mem is mem, is gematria 80. Ayin is ayin yud nun, is 130. And tes, let's see, what do you get after that? Yeah, me'at, right? Yeah. So and then tes is tes tough, it's 408. So if you add up 80 plus 130 plus 409, what do you get? 619. Me'at.
Wow.
That's gematria, exactly. Haman ben Hamdasa Agagi. You know what takes him down is the little bit. The ish yichidi. The anav of mikol adam. The little bit, that's what takes down a Haman. When we focus on the little bit, when we focus on the little bit matters, that I don't have to be the gadol ador right now. That I focus that I'm doing things step by step by step, and I'm consistent in my avodas Hashem, and I realize that small things matter, then what happens? That's how you take down a Haman. Because they know, Rega, Reish is going to mock. They attack that. No, you're not Chashiv. You're nothing. Because they know that you're something. And that's Dafka what takes them down. That's why if you look, a Malik is compared to a fly. Right? They're compared to a fly, a Zvuv. So you could have everything in the world, but if you have a fly, why are they compared to a fly? If you have a fly flying around the room and you're trying to learn, what happens? You can't focus.
Yeah.
Why? It's such a tiny little animal.
Yeah.
But that's what they represent. That vinahapachu means that sometimes you have to learn from a malik. Just as a fly is so little and it can mess up everything for you, you have to realize how chashiv a little bit is also. That what, how chashiv just a little bit is. That 1 second of Torah is so chashiv. And you have to realize how shaykh that is. So also, another remez b'siyata d'shmaya, not to enter into Pesach. So let's take the word Pesach b'milay. Okay? Pesach, pei is peyud, pei aleph, sorry, 81, samich, 120, and ches is 418. Okay? Add this up. 81, 120, so 81 and 120 is how much? Is 102, is 201. Yeah. Okay? So 201 plus ches, 418. What do you get? 201, 418.
619,
exactly. That Pesach b'milah is gematria exactly ma'at b'milah. That Pesach is also a time where we focus on a little bit. That the little bit matters of Pesach time. To focus again, that what my little bit is dafko what makes things big. And it's dafko what helps me out in life. To get bigger and bigger and bigger. What does that mean? So, it goes like this also. There's a concept that if we look, that when we come to Pesach time, there's a big time Isser of Chametz. So Chametz, it says, Hiziru b'mashu, afilu, it says b'chametz, afilu b'mashu, Isser b'mashu, even a little bit of Chametz, we're so machin Chametz, that even a little bit of Chametz is Aser. So Pipanimis, even deeper, what's going on here? If you take, what do we eat on Pesach?
Matzah.
And what do we stay away from?
Chametz.
So spell out, I'll spell it for you, okay?
I don't have
room. I'll spell it. Right? If you take the word, chametz, okay? Ches, mem, tzad, okay? Yeah. Matzah. What's the difference? You have a mem? Do you have a mem here?
Yeah.
Tzadik. Tzadik there?
Yeah.
Hey and ches. What's the difference between a hey and a ches?
Just a little.
A tiny little bit.
Wow.
The difference between chametz and matzah is just that what? That little dot. But to realize that what? That A, that it's a very thin line. It's a very careful line. But also, what can take a person out of chametz is just a little bit. A little bit of a hay is what takes you out of chametz and makes you into a matzah. Makes you shaykh to the world of matzah. We know that matzah is shaykh to the Yetzer HaTov. For example, if you take, we know that there's the Eitz HaChayim and Eitz HaDas. Yeah? So the things that are usher on Pesach is called chametz v'seor. So my Rebbe Rav Matul Zilber says, you take the gematria of chametz is 138, yeah, and seor is 501. What's gematria 501 plus 138? Gematria 639, gematria exactly Eitz HaDas. Because that's what that represents, chametz. But matzah is Eitz HaChayim. But again, it's just such a small difference. But to realize what that little bit matters, and it makes a big time difference in life, and that little bit can make you shaykh to the world of Eitz HaChaim. Even by Paro, there's a gevaldik vort by Rav Melech Biederman. So I'm pretty sure he says it in Haggadah. I've seen it a couple of years ago. Is that basically in the world of Pnimius, Zachar v'Nekeva? So if I ask you what Zachar v'Nekeva means, he's a boy and girl. But in the world of Pnimius, it's called Dechura v'Nuk. Right, Zachar Nekeva. Zachar represents the Mashpia, right, the Zeranpin, right? And Nekeva represents the Malchus, Leis Megar Miklum. It has nothing of its own. So Nekeva represents that it's not so big. It represents the Ma'at, right? So who's Paro Gozeran? He said you can kill all the boys but leave all the girls alive.
Yeah.
Why would Paro even do that? I mean, that why would he just kill everyone?
Yeah.
Chas v'shalom. But why wouldn't he do it? You know? Why do you have such mercy? Because you know what Paro said? Zecharim, kill all the Zecharim. Why? Because what could a Nekeva do? What could Nukva do? What could a little bit do? I'm not worried about the little bit. Who'd the Nes come from? Miriam and her mother Yocheved. They saved the boys. They saved Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's the Gol Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. What he thought was not going to come from them, Dafka came from them. For example, where did the Nes of Purim come from? Mordechai and Esther. By Hanukkah. One of the reasons we eat cheese is because Yehudis. Right? In Halacha, one of the reasons that you eat cheese is because that's what she fed to the governor of the Greeks. So you see that what Haman's whole thing was, what he said, it goes around the Zecharim, because in the cave, though, someone who has a little bit, I'm not worried about that. They're not going to touch me. But the whole inyan is that what that backfired him. That Pesach is a time that you realize a little bit matters. Why you see even halacha, that a little bit matters, by the chametz. Well, it's the time to focus that what little bit I do matters. So b'siyat Shmaya, let's learn two ma'amarim here from the Halakha Zohar HaKadosh, b'tchilu rechimu, right? Here, want to come sit here? Learn it together? Look inside together. Yeah? So he has two inyanim with the inyan of chametz on Pesach versus matzah. So it's in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Bo, B'Rayim Mehemna, Daf Mem Amud Beis. Here we go, ready? Vaisa espetzeko terem yachmatz. Pikuda, so he's talking about the day they, before it became chametz, they took their leaven, right? Pikuda da levar chametz. Mitzvah zuhi levar es chametz lefnei Pesach. We know it's a mitzvah to burn the chametz before Pesach. Daha pikuda da ismasar lehuli Yisrael. Ki mitzvah zu nimsra le Yisrael. This mitzvah is given to Klai Yisrael. Tichsiv vaisa ha'am espetzeko terem yachmatz. Perish, sheshamru al habetzek shlo yichmatz. They guarded it that their bread wouldn't become chametz. Ve'achar kach nitztavu Yisrael mitzvazu lidoros. And therefore we have this mitzvah for all generations, and that's why it says seor lo yimatzei bivatechem ushar ha'psukim shemvor behem isra chilitz chametz pesach. And it speaks about all the inyanim that it's us isra chametz and pesach. Vahukmu chavraya, the chavraya already had perishim on this. V'raza ukimna bein chametz u'matza bekam aduchtei. V'anu perashnu bekam mekomos es soda hevdel sheish bein chametz u'matza. Right, the difference between chametz u'matza is what? Ki da yetzer ra, v'da yetzer tov. Hachametz hu soda yetzer hara. The chametz represents the yetzer hara, like we just saw. V'hamatza hi sod yetzer tov. Hare atam shenimtzar isra achilas chametz liYisrael sheikaimuhu me'at melefish chametz matzah romzal beiz yitzarim. Represents two yitzar haras. V'davar zeh tolei ba'adam atzmo. And this tolei on the vod of a person. Sheisrachik me'yitzar hara v'yitzkar v'yitzar haras. That's el yitzar tov. To what? To push away the yitzar hara and come close to the yitzar tov. V'lachin mitzvah zu neglasa lehem liYisrael. This mitzvah was revealed to Klal Yisrael. Lefish eskulas hadavar la'asos me'atzmo. Because it's a school to what? To come to do it on your own. But a person realizes it's your choice. They realize, how do I do that? Again, the difference between matzah and chametz is a tiny bit. It's just a line. Which represents that what if I decide to do a little bit of avodah? Just try a little bit. Not to be the God of the door. Not say, oh, you know, if I'm not the Rosh Yeshiva by the year, then my year's over. No, to continue to believe in myself, to realize what? Pischi li achosi. That's what Hashem's asking us for. Open up a little bit. And I'll open up everything to you. And you'll see, the little bit you do becomes more and more and more. For example, yeah, if I offered you a penny a day, and and every day I times the penny by two, I double it. Would you take that deal or no? Yeah? Sure?
Every day for nothing?
No, you have to pay me back every day. Every week you have to pay me back $100. Would you take the deal or no? No? Just for a month. Every day you give me $20, and I give you a penny and double it every day. Take the deal or no?
No.
No? You know that I think by the end of the week, and I forget how it works. One, two, I think by the end of the month.
Every day over, you multiply by two?
Yeah. By the end of the month, you're a billionaire. With a penny every day. Every day. Which is just a little bit. Again, that doesn't happen. But the real is, what would I do with a penny? Why would I ever take that deal? It's because what? If we're so focused on just the short term, then yeah, a penny doesn't matter. But if you focus on the long term of it, that what if I put my avodah in now, I'm putting in seeds, right? And every day you don't realize how much you're going to grow from that, right? You don't just have a big time growth in 1 second, which people want. The whole world today is built on what? Instant gratification. That's what it's built on, right? And yeah, in the world of the game, it works. Right? If a player signs like a 1 year deal for $1 billion and he cheats that whole year with steroids and everything, and they catch him in the game next year, but okay, boom, I already made my money. So it works in that world. That's alma d'shikra. But in Klal Yisrael, that's not how we do things. We put in our little bit every day. Tov ma'at letzadik. Ma'at letzadik, ma'at your simcha. Simcha is the little bit. The idea is that the little bit matters. Yeah? I will leave this part out for now. But just to finish off. Yeah? So we know that this week's parsha is a big parsha. Parsha chodesh. Right? Chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. Right? It's b'riyas ha'olam this week. And also, as Kfarim say that Chodesh Aviv is Rosh Tevos, Av Yud Beis. Right? It's the father, and it's a shoresh for all the months of the year come from Nisan.
Yeah.
Right? Every day even you're supposed to be chavin a different month. Right? Different month every day according to like the first 12 days of Nisan. Right? The whole year is rooted within Nisan. So the kud is, what do I do? So the concept of being makabel upon yourself something. Right? I take a kabbal upon myself for ischachus. Right? Anytime I have a new ischachus, I say, you know what, I'm going to take upon myself something. So most people say, you know what, take upon myself shas. I'm going to take upon myself, I'm going to finish all of Mishnah Berurah this year. I'm going to take upon myself that what? I'm going to finish all of Mishnayos this year. So you know what happens when a person does that? It could be very gewaldig, but a lot of times you don't meet that goal and therefore you just become depressed from it.
Yeah.
The biggest Indian, the biggest eights about taking a kabbalah upon yourself is what? A little bit.
Aim low.
What?
Aim low.
Aim low, exactly. Right? Even though there's a concept that shoot for the moon because at least you reach the stars, right? But again, I don't think that's a concept in yet. Again, don't set your goals that like, okay, I'm just going to do nothing. But what happens?
You don't make it then.
Exactly. But make a kabbalah upon yourself that you could set goals. But something that you're makabel upon yourself that you're committing to do, make it small. That can be that every day before I put my tefillin on, I say l'shem yichem kutcher brichu. Why not? Right? Every night before I go to sleep, I take upon myself that I'm going to say Adon Olam in Kriya Shema Alasa. Right? Every night before I go to sleep, I'm going to give a penny to tzedakah every night. A small kabbalah. But that's what it's about. When you get a hischadshus, the kud is that one a little bit at a time. Again, that's why ma'atz gematria pesach. It's a time to focus on what? I start over little by little. Right? It took a long time for Klal Yisrael to become a nation. But it was little by little, and every little step of that way mattered. Right? And you're going to see at the end of your life also, you're going to realize every single step of the way built me who I am. But what happens is all the time, we shoot for the $1 billion in one day, and we don't get it, and then, oh, I didn't get it. Okay, so I'm going to start over tomorrow and go for $1 billion tomorrow. So by the way, I think the best thing, the best mashal of this is the story you grew up with, the tortoise and the hare. You know what this is, Maisa? The turtle and the rabbit were in a race.
Oh, yeah,
right? Everyone knows this. So who wins the race?
The turtle.
How did the turtle win the race? The hare is so fast. Exactly why? Because the turtle goes step by step by step by step. Again, you don't have to be slow as a turtle. But the mushel is perfect. If you're consistent every day, I do my avod every day. I think there's an amazing eitzah also for Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim, you're not going to be in yeshiva right now. So you're not going to be having 15 hours a day of learning. With a full morning seder and a full... It's going to be hard. And some people have to go to different vacations, wherever you are. Whether you're going to be on an island, whether you're in England, in New York, in Florida, in New Jersey, wherever you are. But it's going to be harder. So a person has to focus as what? Tov me'at letzadik. The little bit I can get done, it's the concept of quality versus quantity. Make sure the quality of what I'm doing is good. If I have to be osig and keep it out of aim, then make sure I'm doing that, but quality. Do it strong. And if I get the schus to learn during the day, then what? Put that in and make it strong. Don't say, you know, a lot of people are going to say, oh, if I'm not learning that for a six-hour challenge right now, if I'm not learning 3 hours in a row, then what's it worth it?
Yeah.
You know, you can get done in 5 minutes. You get done a whole Mishnah. You get done, you could say a whole day worth of Tillim. Right? You get done a whole line of, you get done a Rashi. You get done an Aliyah in Shnai Mikra. We don't realize what time, what we have. That's what it says. Achorish is alachem. That what? That we control the zman. Like the Or Gedalia says, we became the bailim on zman, which means that what? That the way the world says it is that no, you have a lot of time. Don't worry, you have a lot. You have a lot of time. You have a lot of time. You have so much time, right? You sleep for now. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you die, right? The kud is what? We take advantage of every second. Every second is precious, and a little bit is precious. So again, just those ramazim we said before. That me'at b'milois gmatre pesach. Because that's how we destroy them. And the one who of Paro goes on his charm. He says, what's in a cave going to do? What's a makabel going to do? Haman, Reish is going to Mamalik. What are you going to do? But that's dafka what our strongest point is. If you look at Klai Yisrael, what are we called? Ma'at min ha'amim. We're called the smallest of the nations. And we're the only ones that are here. V'hisha amda la'avasinu. We're still standing. Shelo achad levad amad aleinu l'chalasinu. Right? Every single generation they come. There's a lot of them. But dafka, a lot of them have not beat a single one. Right? It says like Kishor Shana bein Achilchim. That we're the little Shoshana, we're that little flower between all the thorns. But what are we doing? We're still here. And that's the ma'at, that's a little bit. It's a nekuda tova. And that's us. You have to believe in that. Believe in the little bit. Like if Jude and Michelle just spoke in YU, it's because I listened to that cheer. Believe in the little bit. Believe in your avoda. Believe in your seder. So b'siatashma, we zochet to have eschachos, parsa yikra, parsa chodesh, rosh chodesh, nisan, pesach, purim, adar, simcha, me'at, and believe in that pischi li achosi. And don't forget that word, aleph. Why is it a small aleph? To remind you that what does Hashem want from you? Pischi li achosi, just open a little bit for me. And I'm going to see, it's going to open up everything to you. But so many times, guys don't open because they don't get the instant gratification. Nekud is chaver, little by little. Don't be afraid to go little by little. Ma'at la'at. Right? We said before that the meaning of the Eitz HaChaim is what? Is matzah. Yeah? So we know there's a concept in halacha, even it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says by Hilchos Sukkah. Right? It says right after Yom Kippur, you should go build your sukkah. So halacha quotes that what? Because the concept is mechayel, yechu mechayel el chayel. You should go from mechayel from level to level. Yeah? So, and that's it, pasuk in Tehillim also. So if take gematria, Yehu mechayil el chayil. Let's go match you that. Let's see. 88, 31, 48. What do you get? Wait, hold on a second. Mechayil el chayil, right? 7. 8. No, that's not right. Yehu mechayil el chayil, right? Yehu, what's Yehu, go match you? 50, 62. I'm missing something here. But Yehu Mechayel El-Chayel. Oh, because I did it wrong. Sorry, yeah, there you go. Perfect, got it. Yehu Mechayel El-Chayel is Gematria 332. Yeah? It's Gematria what? No, I'm blinking on something. There's something I'm missing. 232. There you go. 233. I missed something. Okay. Yehu mechayel alchayel. Yehu mechayel alchayel is matcha 233, which is going a little by little. Not skipping from one to a billion. Going little by little. Yehu mechayel alchayel gematcha 233, gematcha exactly 8 hachayel. And that's the thing of the matzah. It's little by little. And then on little Pesach, when you come to little Pesach, boom, you get a big time ore. How? Because you know what it is? That's exactly what it is. Pischli achosi. You come to Pesach, doing your avodah little by little. Hashem says what? Kadesh urchatz, out of the Seder. Boom, gives you a big time or. And that's where we could be zochti right now. But little by little, focusing on that little bit. Again, you can't stress it enough. And I need that chizak also. To know that what? That we're not done. You still have time. But take advantage of every second. Don't just say, you know what? Okay, I'll become a tzaddik tomorrow. No, now. Hayom. And take advantage, and you'll realize step by step, chevra. So that's what we need to work on. We need to work to believe in that a little bit of avoda, believe in that ma'at, tov ma'at letzadik. And that's the chizuk we need. B'siyat Shemay B'zilch and Mekabel. Shem should send us a big time a ton of pischli achusi, and Shem should be mashpi on us all the brachos of big time stuff we have coming. Parshas Chodesh, Hachodesh Elchem, Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Vayikra, Purim still near, others still near. B'schus all tzadikim, B'siyat Shemay, Freilich and Purim, and a Freilich and Pesach, and a good and almost lag ba'omer.